forsooth, adverb, archaic. In truth, in fact, indeed. Now used in derision or to express disbelief.
So we are back for another week. So we held back on doing a Pride panel, not because we didn't want to, but because of the fact that we couldn't really get enough people we thought were the right people. So instead of a Pride panel, we just have a large group of people who are funny and annoying.
And mostly gay, right?
Like 30%?
Like 30%?
30% gay?
30% gay.
I didn't know Sean counted as like 30% of all of us.
So we'll start going around the table and just announce who's here with us.
Should we announce how gay we are at the same time?
No. Let's leave it up to the question about the fact that Sean is gay. First person on my right is...
Jim Newman. I have been here before. I hope that everybody's doing well.
No, you don't.
I do, really.
Misty Newman. Here last week, here again. Don't know why.
Sean Murray, my first time.
That's
what she said.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm
Monica
Eric.
Sooth.
And that's Monica.
Eric Sooth.
Yeah.
As always.
So I want to talk.
You can't avoid us.
I want to talk about something right now that is like the biggest, like, fail, in my opinion, of the probably the year. And that is, there is a group called the U.S. Christian Group.
Oh, God.
And they have started...
It always starts with them.
They've started a petition to cancel Good Omens. Now, by the way...
What is wrong with Good Omens? Why does it need canceling by Christian groups?
I loved Good Omens, first off.
Isn't
I loved
it like,
it.
It's stopping the apocalypse?
Yeah,
so,
really
like,
show.
Isn't that a good thing
but,
for
remember
Christian
when
groups?
Remember when I told your parents, it's like, hey, you might not want to watch this show because it kind of makes light of religion. In some ways, and it's like, you know, it's like, I can deal with that kind of stuff. That's fine. But like some Christians clearly can't. So they have petitioned and they've got over 20,000 signatures for the cancellation of Good Omens. Now, before I go further in this story, I want to point something out. Good Omens was a book that was written by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. And it was only one book. The current season that's on TV right
now
is
available. Finished the book.
It's the whole book. So I don't even know if there is another season that could possibly be done. And if it is, it has to be written whole cloth by Neil Gaiman since Terry Pratchett is dead. He cannot come back and write more.
I don't feel like there would need to be another one.
I feel like it's gotten to a natural conclusion. It would be nice if there was more, but I think that would be kind of jumping the shark situation.
I just want to watch like 3 hours of the two characters, the devil and the angel, just chilling.
Oh, yeah, they're the best.
They're the best.
They're my favorite couple.
Yeah, yeah. I totally ship them so hard.
Anything that Neil Gaiman puts out, I will watch. I will consume. I will read. I love him.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Oh, that's great. But here's the thing that's ridiculous about this petition, though. Even though taking the fact that I don't think there will be another season of it. But, so they petitioned Netflix to cancel Good Omens.
Oh, man.
And if you're laughing like Sean Murray is, you might know why it's stupid they did this. Netflix does not put out Good Omens.
Netflix does, however, put out Stranger Things.
So, Good Omens is put out by Amazon. Now, before we go any further, Netflix has responded and said, okay, we give. We're going to cancel Good Omens.
Yeah. It's no longer there, I checked.
To which Amazon Prime responded, tell you what, Netflix, you cancel Good Omens, we'll cancel Stranger Things. So they're having some fun with this.
Sure.
This is what Twitter was invented for, in all fairness.
This is the internet I signed up for.
Exactly. It actually gets even funnier. Neil Gaiman actually went online to Twitter and said, I love that they're going to write to Netflix to try to get Good Omens canceled. Says it all, really. This is so beautiful. Promise me you won't tell them.
Yeah, there was another Facebook post he put. It was just like, they don't even know. It was something like, you can't make this stuff up, bless. It's just like, yeah.
The funny thing about this is, like, if they don't even know what network like it's on, then should you really be caring what their opinions are?
Well,
I mean, they're not watching your service.
Clearly. But, you know, it just comes back around to the whole, rage against media kind of thing, where it's like, did you forget how your remote works? There is an on button, an off button, buttons to raise and lower the volume, buttons to change the channel. Exercise those buttons, please.
Yeah, but they don't want you to watch it either.
No, they don't want to exorcise them. They want to exorcise them.
So the thing about this is so this group, this the U.S. Christian group, is called the Return to Order Group. And they're actually based on the writings of John Horvath II, because apparently he's such a shitty person, they had to make a sequel.
the Horvathening.
They're writing his his writings specifically
Revenge
was,
of the Horvath.
Was talking about the fact that it's up to Americans to put the principles into actions by working towards what's an organic Christian society.
Why do we all need to be
fuck
a Christian?
Separation of church and state.
Yeah, apparently. It's supposed to always be separation of state.
Yeah, but keep in mind they have a vested interest in that being the case.
The original founding fathers weren't even Christians. Like they escaped. They escaped Christianity or the Catholicism.
Well, the founding fathers didn't escape anything.
They
were born
escaped
here.
when they came. Well, you know what I mean. Like,
well, what they didn't want
the original settlers left.
The Puritans.
England.
The Puritans. By the way,
they left England because they didn't want to be persecuted for their own beliefs.
But you have to understand that a lot of people don't get this.
And they're persecuting other people for not believing what they want.
Well,
now.
That's the thing, though. The reason why they got in trouble, had to flee to America, was because they were so militant about their beliefs that it was harshing on the rest of like England's buzz. Like, no shit. No joke on this. No. It was a matter, seriously, where
but
they're
the
all like, dude, you need to fucking knock this shit off. You're being too aggressive with your religion.
But
like,
the point is
we'll
that
just
they
leave
left,
them.
They left because of religious freedom, and now they're treating others like they don't get any.
Well, yeah, because their original, again, their religious freedom to impose their religion on others was their reason why
well,
they
left. Well, I guess that stuck.
It did. It did. But so this it same took. Group actually...
But they just don't see the irony.
Well, this same group actually petitioned against Walmart in 2018 because they were selling ice cream from a chain that was called Sweet Jesus. Which, by the way...
That's the perfect name.
That's awesome. Like, you're first of all, you're getting the name of God out there.
Yeah. That is the perfect name.
Yeah, I feel like their whole thing is the triviality of it. Well, our Lord and Savior isn't an ice cream bar.
Yeah, but first of all, if a wafer,
if
a wafer
can
be the body of Christ, then why can't an ice cream cone?
Jesus would absolutely give out ice cream if he could.
Oh, yeah.
And Jesus is very sweet.
He'd be the ultimate
But he'd also
on, like,
curse more
day.
Fig trees, so I don't know. Maybe send bears after people.
Like, only if they made fun of a bald man.
Yeah.
Yeah, drive demons into pigs and then have them run off a cliff.
So some of the things they
I
really...
I love a Legion story.
So some of the things that they really have a problem with in this, and I gotta be honest with them, they're correct on a couple of them. One of them were like, give it up, guys. The first one is that it does mock God's wisdom. In a couple places, which, you know, fair. If you have a problem with that, I get that. You believe he's all powerful and whatnot, and you have a problem with them kind of belittling it. Another one of the problems is it's voiced by a woman. It's voiced by Frances McDormand, which is a great choice, and I love it. And also...
Better or worse than Alanis Morissette?
Much better.
Better, I think.
Much better.
Because she actually talks. She couldn't talk in Dogma, or she'd blow up your head.
Yeah.
But the thing about it that was really interesting is that she only talks as God... once in the show. So the whole time over, she's the narrator. And there's no clear way, oh, this is God. Until the time when she actually talks down to Aziraphale to ask him where his sword was. That's the only time that she actually talks as God. So, I mean, again,
are they upset
really
because
God?
A woman is God?
Yes. They have a problem with a woman being God.
But then I thought we were created in God's image. So if
man was created in God's
but
image.
But here's the thing is, though, women are the ones that can create more humans. So wouldn't that be more on point for being in God's image?
In all fairness, a woman is a baby factory that was made from a rib of a man.
That's true. And,
that's
Adam
pure
and
science.
Yes. Adam and Eve, God took the rib from Adam and made Eve.
By the way, I'd like to point that out. If
and
we had
somehow they made the rest of the population with two sons.
So much incest.
Yeah, no, so much incest.
Yes, there's a lot of incest.
Genetic bottlenecking, oh yeah.
Basically.
And then he wiped out the entire population except
with
for,
a flood.
Like, one family.
Did it all over again.
Yeah.
Incest is the best, apparently, in the religion of God.
Double
genetic
incest bottleneck.
Best.
So the funny thing about this...
Incest is wincest.
The really funny thing about that is that why don't we apply this philosophy about taking the ribs of endangered animals to create female versions for them to mate? Like, we should really be doubling up all of our, you know, species that are endangered
I'm
by taking a rib.
I'm like 90% sure that there are, like, frozen zygotes from a bunch of different endangered species.
They're not visible after a period of time. Same thing with those seeds. It's so funny they have that seed vault. And, like, after some period of time of it being frozen, it's all like, It doesn't work anymore.
Well, wait, weren't there like some 1,000 or 3,000-year-old seeds found in Egypt and they were able to like sprout them?
Are you talking about the ancient grain bullshit? Yeah. That's bullshit.
It's bullshit? It's bullshit. Never mind. I haven't fact-checked that.
No one should eat that shit. Ancient grain bread is so stupid.
There are literally people that wanted to drink that black, nasty-looking water from out of the Egyptian sarcophagus because they believed that it would give them like magical
superpowers. Isn't that human goop?
It is. It's literally human goop. You're going to die. You're going to get a disease and die.
Cannibalism is an option as long as you take everything else off the table.
Yeah.
Literally. But, so, enough about God and Amazon and Netflix and all that bullshit. Let's talk about evolution.
Sure.
It's evolution, baby. The Pearl Jam song?
No, I'm talking about horns.
The movie?
No. The things developing on the bottom side of people's skulls.
Daniel Radcliffe, so rad. Mm-hmm.
So apparently, per Australia, you're Australian, right, Jim?
Yeah, mate. I'm Australian. Fair dinkum. Tip of the hat to you.
I think this technically counts as also New Zealand's discovery. I mean, anytime Australia and New Zealand discover anything, it basically gets attributed to both, right?
Yeah, we could just say Australasia. Well, they're our West Island. You know.
They get merged together so often that they don't even need New Zealand on maps.
Yeah, they don't have them on maps.
I mean, honestly, we can, like, just move to Australia and live there, like, forever. You don't need to, like, immigrate. You can just move. So
is that, like, a real thing, or are you just fucking with
it? No, it really is. It really is.
There's no border patrol between the two?
I mean, of course there's like,
ocean.
Yeah. First of all, they have a giant dingo wall, but they don't have one to keep up the New Zealanders.
Well, maybe they consider New Zealanders to be dingoes.
No, maybe.
I wish we were dingoes.
you could eat all their babies? Yeah. A diet of pure baby.
So
the sweetest of meats.
So the University of Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. What the fuck of a name of a college is that? University of the Sunshine Coast?
They have the Sunshine Coast. It's like the Gold Coast.
Have you seen any Gold Coast universities of California, of the United States of America?
No.
Maybe. But now I'm going to start one, so thanks for that.
You can't, you're a foreigner.
God damn it.
So, he will be in October.
Fair enough. Yeah. So, if he passes the test. So there are these little, like, bone spurs that are developing on the bottom of people's heads on both sides that almost have, like, a hook-like shape to them, so they're being dubbed as kind of like horns.
Yeah, why would they worry about that when they're not on the top of the head?
Because they're on the bottom of the head.
Well, demons can be horny anywhere.
I mean, rams have them, like, on the side of their heads. I mean, it doesn't have to be on the top of their heads. Shut up, Sean. So,
echidnas have them on
their
feet.
What they really should be worried about is if we get eyes like goats, because that's fucking terrifying.
What, the long horizon oval?
Oh, yeah. It's really cool on a human. You should see it.
So
or snake eyes.
They're saying... Now, this is all speculation, because they didn't, like, take someone and, like, watch them use the device for a long period of time and then, like, say, oh, yeah, they're developing horns. They actually checked.
Are you saying that an Australian university didn't do an empirically scientific study?
Well, they did a big study of a big sampling of people, but like they didn't like take them and like lock them in a room with a cell phone.
So no control group or anything?
I don't imagine.
It's just a survey.
Well, it's Australia. I mean, okay. Do they really
have enough people there? It's like the Family Feud version.
I mean, they're all criminals.
Survey says you've got horns.
But so what they're saying is that the way that people hold their heads on a regular day-to-day basis is allowing the masses to start to form on the skull, kind of similar to what you would do, like if you were developing things.
Now we're all checking
on your arms.
We're all checking at the table.
I'm not checking.
Do I have horns?
So these little tiny little nodules
are
forming.
I do, but they're not what we're talking about.
And they're about 3 to 5 millimeters, so they're not that big.
Okay,
but they're noticeable apparently on these like X-rays and shit. And so they're calling it text neck.
That's such a dumb name. That's like taco neck.
So,
what is taco neck?
What is taco neck?
You don't remember that Shaq commercial from Taco Bell like 20 years ago?
No. I wasn't here then.
Was it Shaq? I'm pretty sure it was Shaq.
I don't think it was Shaq.
Tilting the head to the side to eat the taco, and then you end up with like a fucking crick in your neck.
That's why I eat soft tacos. You can eat those however the fuck you want.
Yeah, you just rub them like a burrito a heathen.
Yeah. I don't eat them sideways. What are you talking about?
This is way less interesting than what I was imagining, just so we're all aware.
So were you imagining taco neck was?
Just like, I don't know, someone with like a bowl-shaped orifice filled with delicious meats and cheeses
that
and lettuce.
That you could eat out of.
Yeah.
You fucking cannibal.
First, you want to eat the fucking mummy goop, and now you want to eat tacos out of people's necks.
Mummy goop, net taco.
Oh, nice.
That's a good combination. Just make a weird vampire.
Right?
So the
grossest
the
vampire.
Tilting the head down to look at cell phones or tablets is causing those little nodules to form, and they've called it text necks. But this isn't the only phone related injury that's basically shown up recently. There's a specific type of carpal tunnel syndrome that is developing and targeting specific parts of people's hands. It's called texting thumb.
Okay.
So is that like Nintendo thumb? Because I came up with that a while ago.
Oh, no, that was like, your thumb was destroyed. There was no carpal tunnel. You literally lost your thumb. And then the people that did it with the palm of their hands were like giant holes in their hands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that, man.
I remember I had to put on like a protective band-aid every time I would play for long periods of time.
Oh, wow.
I want to point this out. Nintendo was trying to kill the youth of America way before
was
like these modern days.
Nintendo? Was this with
64?
The 64.
So
primarily because it had the ridges.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to posit a
but also
a counter,
the older ones got
to this.
Were
remember
like
when people used to read books and you know their heads were aiming downwards because they were looking at the
yeah, just a little bit around.
Sorry. Now that crosstalk's over because we are recording this.
Apologize.
Let's try that again, Jim.
Counterpoint. Remember when people used to read books and their heads were, you know, cocked downwards while they were looking at pages
and stuff
like that? It's
still called text neck.
It's still called... Well, I guess it would be because they're books. They have text in them. Okay, I'll shut up.
Would you guys now like to talk about your point now that he's done talking?
I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk about
it. We were expanding on Nintendo Thumb.
You were talking first.
Oh, okay.
We were expanding on Nintendo Thumb. So it's not just the joystick of the N64, which has ridges on it, but also the previous controllers, which had a little bit more of a sharp curve on the D-pad. So if you're playing games like Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat, where you had to constantly do like the maneuvers with the sweeping moves, then you're jacking up your thumb skin on that too.
I've never had that problem.
Oh, I've gotten full blisters, just like bleeding blisters from that.
My father made me do yard work in the backyard with like shovels and like hammers and shit. And so like maybe that's why I didn't develop like sores from playing Nintendo because I had calluses from doing actual work.
You didn't have a guy for that? Come on.
No, that was like literal training for you. It's like, okay, you're going to be the greatest Nintendo champ of all. First, you're going to rake these leaves. It's like the wax on, wax off.
He was my Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, exactly.
God, now I kind of like my father again.
See, that's
all it
That's what I'm here for, folks. Repairing relationships.
You see, my dad didn't have that idea. I did yard work when I was in trouble.
Oh.
I was always in trouble.
Yes, so was that.
My kid does yard work as a normal, everyday thing, so...
You had the cleanest yard, Sean.
Yeah.
I did, actually. I mowed the back lawns, and I weeded everything.
Even your girlfriend.
What the hell?
So, Catfox.
Catfox. Oh, I love this story.
Have you heard about this?
Yes.
So, there's a French island named Corsica. I said that right?
Yeah,
Corsica,
I think so. Yeah,
Corsica.
Corsica, yeah.
So,
Corsica.
There was a myth on Corsica about a forest cat that would attack the udders of ewes and goats.
Vampire cat.
Basically, it's almost like their version of a chupacabra, but it focused on eating the mouth.
Chupacabra. There's too many poopoos in that.
Chupacabra.
God, you're like fucking Benedict Cumberbatch.
Penguins.
You can't say penguin.
Penguins. So this creature's been like talked about for a long time. They've written stories about it. It was a true myth, although a really shitty myth. A cat that drinks milk? Tell me more. But so they
did the name for that they had for it translate to cat sucker, which is what chupacabra translates
to? It's like goat sucker.
Gahuto vulpe, which is cat fox.
It sounds so exciting. Gahuto vulpe.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But it's like a cat.
Gahuto vulpe.
Ooh, say it again.
Oh,
can we stop, please?
It's a cat, but it's longer with larger ears and highly developed canine teeth. And you can tell it has a specific telltale sign on its tail of about 2 to 4 rings and a black tip.
Does it have 6 of them?
Tails?
Yeah.
No, it's not a Vulpix.
Oh.
Or a kitsune.
But so, basically,
Kitsune is a perfect cat for it.
Katsune.
They have found 16 of them on this island. So you know there's like 1,000 more.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
They're like cockroaches. It's like the ones that you see, everyone that you see is like another 20,000 that you haven't found.
I would like to point out that like when I was a kid, I used to go to these places and they would have like feral cats. You would see one or two cats, and if you followed them back to their nest, usually hidden within bushes, and you looked in, there'd be like 30 fucking cats in that bush.
They'd be like, clouder.
What the fuck?
The name for that is a clouder.
A clouder of what?
Clouder of cats.
That's madness.
I prefer a murder of cats. I think that's a little
No, that's crows. That's
no, when you have more than 30, it's a homicide. Homicide of cats.
That makes sense. Because they're murderers more than crows are. I don't know where crows
cats
got
are
murdered.
Straight psychopaths. Like, they kill for fun, not even for eating.
So, can we make a psychopath of cats?
Yeah. That's a good word for it.
A psychopath,
psychopath
of cats.
Psychopath
like
of
cats.
Yeah. So, anything over 10 is a psychopath of cats.
What about an asylum of cats?
Ooh.
That's for 30 or more.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like a
full
asylum.
We have to have this thing in
degrees. That goes really well in line with the cat order.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And anything over 50 is death. You don't even mention cat. You say, oh, that's a death.
It's like the death of cats walks by you, and then you're just a skeleton after they pass.
Yeah, they're so hungry.
Yeah.
No. So they've found 16. They've captured 12, released them, of course. But like, this is just interesting. They're trying to get like confirmed that this is a new species of cat,
right?
But like, it's kind of like the deer situation I've always had a problem with.
Oh my god!
I mean,
here
how
we
many
go.
Fucking deers do I really need to identify? They're all deer. Kill them and eat them.
Okay, so here's my question: if these cats were considered to be mythological. Not even too long ago.
Yeah.
Is Bigfoot real?
No.
Are you sure? Or maybe we just didn't have fucking find him yet.
I'm gonna say this is gonna be a little bit extreme here, but I'm gonna put a hard line down.
Do we need to identify Bigfoot and then kill him and eat him?
Bigfoot is not real.
It'd be like his cousin, the Yeti.
Yeah, Yeti was in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know
didn't you watch Harry and the Hendersons?
No,
Bigfoot
that was
also in a movie.
Yeah, Bigfoot was in
no,
several
they,
movies.
So in the Harry and the Hendersons show, I can't believe I know this, they bought him a female Yeti because they were the same species.
They
and the funniest thing...
bought
like,
a Yeti?
They bought her over from like the
on
Himalayas.
EBay. They bought
on eBay. No, this was like 1992.
Where did
they didn't
buy
have
eBay a Yeti?
EBay existed in 92.
Anyway... So they introduce them, and like it's this big buildup over a couple episodes, and then the two Harry and the female look at each other, and then they're just like blah, and like walk away from each other, and it was just like the biggest letdown.
Well,
as like an 8-year old.
That's how the mating ritual starts.
But the Hendersons now own a Yeti.
Well, they just abandoned it because it was a TV show. So every week there's a new story, and all the stories don't exist.
But it's.
This one actually had like a pretty decent amount of continuity.
So here's
I'm not even kidding. It was like Alf for the thinking.
But here's the concern.
No,
here's the concern that I'm having. They purchased a Yeti. So the fact that they were
actually
the fact that they purchased a Yeti means that that Yeti is considered property.
Oh yeah.
So
chattel.
Along the lines of a slave if you're talking human terms or a pet if you're talking animal terms. So if they just abandoned
why
this
can't it
Yeti.
Be a slave pet?
If they just abandoned this Yeti, is that animal negligence or are they releasing the slave? Do they need to sign slave papers?
Does there need to be an underground Yeti railroad?
Does there need to be an underground Yeti railroad? I want to know a lot more about this.
I would read that book, by the way. Like, the Underground Yeti Railroad? Like, hell yes.
We need to explain
that.
That explains why no one's ever seen it. Because unlike the Underground Railroad, it's an actual Underground Railroad for Yetis.
It's like...
with little cars.
Trains.
Yeah, it's like, choo-choo, the Yetis run down. They're bigger trains, though, because Yetis are tall.
They didn't even make sure that they had the correct habitat set up for a Yeti. Like,
well, yeah, and that was like the other
Harry seemed to be just fine with what they had going on in that house.
Harry is not a Yeti.
But they looked exactly the same. So it's kind of like, you would expect like the Yeti to be like white, like fluffy, but no.
You do realize that these are mythical fake creatures, cryptozoology, they don't actually exist, so they could literally be the same species in different regions.
Well, working within the confines of the...
Harry and the Hendersons universe.
Harry and the Hendersons universe,
in
which they do exist.
Yeah, but again, if they're
unless
related,
the whole time,
they're the same. It's just a name.
Unless the whole time they thought they had a legit Bigfoot and Yeti, but it was actually just people in a costume.
And they're all like, dude, these people have weird fetishes. I'm out.
I like Harry and the Hendersons universe. Hahu. It's the Hahu.
That sounds.
I'm sorry, is that vagina?
It's the hoo ha.
But the let's move off from this. I think we've kind of milked this one for as long as it's gonna go.
Oh yeah, you just like the cats. Circles back to the cats.
Yeah. Yeah. You're so smart, Jill.
I try.
Let's talk about Scientology.
Oh God, yes, everybody. Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about
back to a religious topic.
Well, I mean, no, we have to acknowledge them as being a religion to call it a religious topic. Burn.
I think they basically tick all the boxes.
So, David Miscavige. David Miscavige. Miscavige? Miscavige? Miscarriage. David Miscarriage.
Oh, God. Oh. Ouch.
Like, he should have been.
Dang.
He's basically, him and Scientology have been called into court on a brand new lawsuit that literally alleges fucking everything. Talking about libel, slander, invasion of privacy, intentional infliction of emotional distress. In the legal field, that's called IED.
Okay.
Retaliation, child abuse, human trafficking, forced labor, and apparently per the attorney that filed it, that's the beginning. There will be more.
What more do you get at that point? That's like some of the worst stuff that you... I mean, at murder... That point,
you just pull out the law book and you're sort of like, okay, what topics have we not covered? Okay, Jesus.
Pin the pages up on the wall and throw darts? Like,
this is a civil complaint, just so you know.
Oh my God.
So okay. This is not like a criminal complaint.
Forced labor and stuff like that, like, wouldn't that be like an actual criminal case?
It could be, but it doesn't. But they have to actually bring a criminal case. With a civil case, anyone can bring a civil case.
Okay,
they're still.
Like, so who's bringing the case? Is it like John Travolta? Or?
So their name is actually been taken off the record. They're not technically on there. They're listed as Jane Doe.
Because we know it's not Tom Cruise because he's full, like, he's peeing the Kool-Aid at this point. Like, he's done.
So the person that brought the lawsuit actually, there's actually an interesting story about them and how their relationship with the church existed. So they were...
You okay with that visual, Jim? It's bright red.
Oh, yeah.
They were
very sugary.
They were born within the Church of Scientology. Their parents were members, and they were a member through birth. At the age of 15, she went to go work for David specifically, David Miscarriage, as a steward.
Why did she just change his name to Aborted Fetus?
David Aborted Fetus.
Oh, my God.
Became a personal steward to David Aborted Fetus until about 2015 when she was removed and placed in an isolated program called The Hole in like Los Angeles.
That sounds
so nice.
Yeah. Now keep in mind, this is the same organization that makes people sign like 10,000-year contracts.
Yeah.
Which, don't get me started on that bullshit.
This is why I'm pro-Xenu, by the way, guys. Like, you know.
But so
bring on the Thetans, baby.
The reason she was shoved in the hole, as they call it, is because she knew too much about the relationship between Aborted Fetus and his wife.
Aborted Fetus?
Fetus. However, while she was in the hole in 2015, she escaped in 2016 from hiding in the trunk of a car.
Oh my God.
Like, terrifying. This is fucking crazy. Now, this is where it kind of falls apart for me. So she left the church and now works for Leah Remini. Remini?
I don't know.
Not Aborted Fetus. Leah, not Aborted Fetus.
Fetus.
Phoenix. Aborted Phoenix.
Phoenix. Abort a phoenix.
Oh, like the...
It just gets to born.
You just keep trying it over and over again.
So Leah has been so outward about her like beliefs and hate for Scientology as an ex-member. And she's basically come out and said, like, he's probably killed his wife and all kinds of crazy fucking shit. Don't get me wrong. The work she's done and the stuff she brought to light has been amazing and awesome. It's important that people see these things. But I kind of feel like she's a little crazy. And then, like, one of her
being
assistants...
Being in that situation would make you crazy.
Yeah, doesn't she have a right to be a little bit nuts after something like that?
So, here's the thing. When you look at a source of something like this, right, this all sounds horrible. And if it was just this lady bringing this lawsuit on her own, I 100% say, yeah, you know what? I believe this. It sounds crazy. It's just crazy enough that it might be true. But then you find out the minute she got out, she started working for her. And it's like, and she's been like complaining about this organization for years, and then now the lady that's working for her is bringing a lawsuit. It's all like, it sounds to me, I mean, it could all
sounds
be
a little contrived.
A little bit, like, it's like, you know, she's the one that's kind of pushing her to make the lawsuit. Whether or not it's true or not, I'm pretty sure she's in the back corner saying, you should bring the lawsuit.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you come across somebody who's been, you know, subject to that kind of abuse and they're not willing to do it themselves, like, wouldn't you try and encourage them to do it? That's literally like, you know, if you find out that someone that you know is in like an abusive relationship, it's like, yeah, no, get out.
Yeah.
Right.
But now keep in mind, take that same theory, and now somebody who basically was the ex-girlfriend of a guy who constantly talks about how much of a scumbag they were, then goes to the police to force her friend who's dating the guy and says that he's beating her. And now it kind of sounds like it's like, well, okay, you've been throwing a fit for a long time about how this guy's a piece of shit. And now you're dragging your friend here who's currently dating him and saying that he's beating her. Now, I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying that, like, there's more to this pie now.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think that that's a negative. I mean, I think more people in situations like that should come forward, and if they need a little extra help or a little extra support, I don't think that that's a bad thing.
I just think it needs a little bit more
scrutiny,
a little more eyes on it, and then like due diligence. You know what I mean?
I feel like that's putting a little extra, I don't know, a little extra strain on the victims.
Well,
that's my thoughts on it.
Joel, just so you know, when it comes to civil court, it's not like criminal case. It's not like in most situations, a government kind of action, because for that, it only takes like a reasonable belief as opposed to like without a shadow of a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get like majority of the jury to basically agree with the idea that he did these things, the case is solid.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, if they're going to end up bringing criminal charges against this guy for stuff like this, they better do their fucking due diligence.
They need to have absolutely good evidence.
Because any defense lawyer is going to basically try to shove the fact that Leah has been throwing a giant fit.
Oh, yeah.
And just going to drag that out.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure you've got your fucking bases covered because of that fact alone.
Sure. And that's just the way the system works. It's kind of biased against the victim in some cases.
Well, I mean, the idea is, well, one thing I actually like about the criminal justice system is the way it's supposed to work is that we're okay as a society letting, like, a couple killers go free to prevent an innocent person from going to jail.
Yeah, that's just, yeah.
That's but, how it's supposed to go, but that's
it doesn't work
it goes.
That way.
Yeah.
A lot more killers are getting out than innocent people. But, I mean, you know.
Well, think about it. You're innocent until proven guilty, so.
Yeah.
Well, not really. You're innocent until proven guilty if you have the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're rich, you go free.
That's right. You're talking about the aspect that there's two different rules for different parts of society.
I'm just saying, in general, from the beginning of the process, when it comes to bail alone, you are in jail, and that affects your entire trial. So you have to basically be led in with cuffs every single day, and then have them taken off, and then sometimes you don't even get to put a suit on, depending on the situation, going into the courtroom, because you didn't have enough money to get bail. Whereas if you paid bail, you get to walk into court with your attorney from a different door, and that's automatically going to color the way people view you. Past that point, on that point, you can get an attorney who knows what the hell they're doing as opposed to getting a public defender who's usually overtaxed because of all the work they have to do on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more money you have, the more power, the more of an attorney you have, the better chance you could basically plea bargain something out of nothing or get removed from your altogether.
Right. I mean, look at actual rapist Brock Turner.
Yeah.
Actual...
That's a piece of garbage.
That's how I'm referring to him from now on. Is
actual rapist.
No, I 100%
Turner.
Agree. Yeah.
So that's his name now.
I like to call him a sex offender and rapist, Brock Turner.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Just because I want to make sure everyone knows that, yeah, he did not successfully be able to make it so he wouldn't be on the sex offender list. Tried really hard for that. But he last came down, a month ago? He has to be put on the sex offender list?
Mm-hmm.
He fought.
Yeah, did he actually get convicted, though?
He
got convicted, but the judge gave this ham-fistedly weak bullshit reason for why he wasn't going to get that much
punishment.
It was
basically a boys will be boys.
He's already out of jail, but he did get a verdict against
him. Which is actual horseshit.
And that's why he has to be on the sex offender
list. No, he should be in jail for a very long time.
Absolutely.
I think he should be raped a certain amount of times to equal the amount that he raped. So the best way to do that is prison.
Yeah.
Quite that far, but
I mean, that's
you're very eye for an eye.
Prison,
very biblical.
Yeah. Which is
so about good
ironic.
Omens.
I'm just saying, for every time you rape someone out on the streets, you should be raped like 50 times in prison.
Oh,
that should be the exchange rate.
So, would you agree that if you murder, you should be murdered or put to death?
It would depend on the circumstances. Now, did you intentionally murder someone? Did you plan it? Now, if you do first degree murder, right? But like, if you
let's say
vehicular manslaughter. I mean, someone should just break your legs with a car.
Man too.
Jesus.
Manslaughter too?
Yeah, man too.
At that point, did you
voluntary
even really
involuntary.
Kill a person?
Involuntary.
All right, what's your defense for the involuntary manslaughter?
Let's call it... Because
usually that's criminal
drunk.
Negligence,
yeah.
Basically. So is it like a kid?
Let's call it... It was self-defense, but led to the person's death.
That's not involuntary. That's voluntary murder. That's voluntary manslaughter because you purposely made the choice to do it, whereas opposed to negligence is involuntary manslaughter.
The punishment for that should be fight to a death.
Jesus.
Always. Because I'm like
gladiator
I'm on
style?
Season,
gladiator style
I'm on
fight
season
to the death.
Five of a Game
should
of
we get
so old way. Where instead of just being sentenced to death, you can call trial by combat.
I will only allow that if a person of equal value basically fights the combat against you. So, like, if you're like O.J. Simpson in his prime, you don't get, like, you know, Steve Urkel fighting you in the octagon. Like, it's got to be, like,
Steve
like
Urkel
the
kills
equivalent
OJ.
Of, yeah.
Can I do that?
Basically.
Well,
like, it has to be, like, equal levels.
Didn't the actor who played Steve Urkel actually kill somebody, or am I thinking of Dustin Diamond?
I think
Diamond?
You're thinking of Dustin Diamond, and I don't
think
even that.
Jaleel White is a national treasure.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he didn't kill anybody.
And by the way,
I know it was one of the ones from that era, like the nerdy sidekick guy.
Gotcha.
From one of
I would
those
also
shows.
Like
I think Matthew Broderick killed somebody.
Yeah, definitely he did.
Yeah.
I would like to point out also
Simba.
I would also like to point out
Bueller
that Jaleel White. Secret sexy body.
He is so hot.
So fucking hot. So fucking cut.
Oh, man.
He could give OJ a run for his money, like, in today, as opposed to, like, Urkel days.
So, like, 90s OJ versus 2010s Jaleel White. You think that he has a chance?
I think Jaleel White would fuck him off the floor with him.
Okay, scientists, you have your mission. Create this time machine.
I believe that was the premise between Rocky, the movie that was just titled without any Roman numerals. It was like the modern day version of it.
Okay.
With fucking, what's his name, playing his son as a stockbroker. It was horrible. It was horrible. But it was, I think that was the idea, is that they did like a rendering of what a fight would be between him and his heyday versus this one boxer,
okay.
And he beat the crap out of the boxer. And it's all like then it led to an actual fight. I would love to see OJ, who is now on Twitter, taking all people who comes at him to basically get into a giant fight with Jaleel White, and
let's
then
talk about
a
that.
Boxing ring battle like the people that they do online nowadays.
Well,
wow.
He played football.
Dope.
He wasn't a boxer, so I mean. He's got a disadvantage there. He doesn't know how to fight. He just knows how to tackle people.
Well, what does Jaleel White know how to do?
I'm
Did
sure
I
that,
do that?
I'm sure that part of his training for his sexy-ass body is...
literally Sonic the Hedgehog, so he can do, like, the homing attack, the spin dash, give him a power ring and some chaos emeralds, and he's all about
but
that.
But I'm sure part of his workout regime was something along the lines of kickboxing
or martial arts
or something like that. It's very popular.
Probably a lot of jogging.
Well, you don't get ripped like that and not know how to fight now.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That's constantly what happens. Look at The Rock.
He knows how to fight.
He knows how to do a stage fight.
He knows how to fake fight.
He knows how to fake fight, but if he actually hits you, come on, with those muscles?
They're all like injections. I don't know if... okay, I'm breaking the news right now. That's all collagen.
Wow.
You don't think
that's... I don't think that's accurate, because he can make his pecs bounce like a couple little basketballs.
Yeah, I can make
dribbled.
Water balloons down, bounce on a table. It doesn't make them real muscle.
Could you imagine if Misty could make her boobs bounce like that?
I can't imagine that.
That'd be really cool.
Only if she can make them like slap someone in the face with the same product. She's like, smack!
Okay, well, Dwayne Johnson, Eric Sooth officially called you out. If you want to come on the podcast and show him how real your muscles are, you are invited.
Or meet us in person.
He's the real life Maui. And he's going to be able to mop the floor with you.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Did I ever tell you the time I met freaking Mike Tyson?
Yes, you did tell me.
And as a
freaking
joke,
Mike Tyson,
as a joke, I put a mock version of his tattoo on my face when
Eric
I met him.
Eric didn't want to do it. He was going to pussy out. But
no.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
That's not true. That's
so you have
true.
An awesome wife that makes
I
you do things.
I specifically went out and got the tattoo before
and then
the interview.
He made the joke that he was going to put it on, but he had no intention of doing it. He's like, he might get offended.
Why
I was
would
like,
I get it?
Do it anyway.
Why would he get offended?
He doesn't even really know where the tattoo's from. He said on an interview, he was like, it's from the Mayan people from New Zealand.
The Mayans from New Zealand.
Yeah, not the Maori people from New Zealand, whose culture he's appropriating. The Mayans. That was unfortunate.
Be more offended.
I'm not really offended.
You can't really.
They're
not your people.
Wow.
Fair enough. I mean, they're me people adjacent.
You have a white person problem right now, Jim, where you're being offended for other people.
I shall take my white knighting elsewhere, sir.
Yeah. Your horse is over there, by the way.
You take your white knighting elsewhere. You take your gatekeeping elsewhere.
I'm not gatekeeping shit. I'm just checking.
You're telling him that he can't.
I'm checking his privilege.
You're gatekeeping.
It's a difference. I'm opening the gate for him afterwards.
Thank you. They say chivalry is dead.
So what kind of horse do you ride? A miniature pony?
Yeah, Shetland. It's amazing.
I think we beat that horse to death, so let's talk about Florida.
Oh, God, can we not?
It's not Florida Man this time.
Oh, phew.
It's Florida City.
Florida City? Is that a thing? Does that exist?
So, it's Riviera Beach.
Yeah, there's a place called Riviera Beach. Or Riviera Beach. They were hacked. They were hacked by malware. Specifically ransomware.
Oh.
So they are like one of these major groups that have basically been affected. Which, by the way, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is calling ransomware the growing, greatest malware threat out there right now, currently today. And so they, the ransomers held them ransom for
$600,000.
$600,000.
So here's the funny thing. They apparently had approved $1 million to spend towards new computers. And so, I mean, now they only get to spend $400,000.
Oh, wow.
But those hackers, if they would have looked at the information they had gotten, so just walking down so no one could look at it, they would have been able to figure that out. They left $400,000 on the table.
I know, right?
Damn.
Fools. But no, so this is just a long list of people that are basically being affected by this kind of stuff. I mean, there was a couple hospitals were attacked with this shit.
That's not cool.
And it's like, first of all, when you have a business, right? Don't get me wrong, losing it like 10 minutes can sometimes be like horrible for your company. But don't the servers constantly back shit up on us in a secure, locked?
They do if like, you set it up
one
like that.
Door pathway.
Like I doubt Florida even did that.
All of Florida.
Florida City.
Riviera Beach. Riviera Beach is a Florida city.
That's only something that intelligent people do when they know that they might need it. But
I mean, like,
we're talking about Florida.
It just seems stupid. Like, whenever someone's all like, "Oh, aren't you worried about getting ransomware?" It's like, I'll just flash my computer and then reinstall all my content back onto it.
Yeah.
I'm not worried.
Right. I mean, it seems weird because, like, so many people just back everything up to the cloud nowadays anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like your physical computer is just the portal by which you access that online stuff.
I'm just saying, if someone takes my Google Drive away, now I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
But that's the joke. I don't use Google Drive. I use, what's the other one called?
OneDrive.
I don't know.
OneDrive. Thank you, guys. Hey, you can totally tell I meant that truthfully because I didn't know what it was called. No, I use, what's that other... Yeah, I use iCloud. No, I use that one. What's it called? The one that no one uses anymore?
Dropbox,
thank you. That's the one I really use.
You use that piece of trash?
You know what? No one's going to expect it. It's like the Spanish Inquisition. No one knows all my sensitive files are on Dropbox because no one's on Dropbox. The people at Dropbox are all like, holy shit, we've got one user. Got to keep it all running for this one guy.
Yeah.
Remember all the confusion.
We need his $10 a month.
God bless you, Eric.
Remember all the confusion when we changed the online server storage to the cloud, just the name of it, and everybody's like, "What's this cloud that you guys are talking about?"
You mean
about?
The thing you've been using for like the existence of the internet?
Yeah.
Enjoy your Hotmail. That was technically a cloud drive. You dumbasses.
My email address is 1@AOL.com.
Don't you mean AIM?
AIM, oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, I love AIM. Yeah, they had an email address for AIM users too.
Yeah,
don't we just love
ICQ.
Missed Outlook.
Oh, I missed ICQ. God, I still have nightmares of that sound.
Click a clack, click a clack, click a clack.
99 cents store, and it's like, oh god, it's that noise again.
But no, it's I don't know what we're talking about. Oh, wait, okay.
Florida City.
So when the ransomware was effectively activated, it prevented them from being able to access their email system, and then 911 dispatchers could not enter information to the computer on calls. By the way, that's the way the information gets to the police officers.
Oh my god.
Damn.
It shows up on their screen with information and details that they need to know.
So many people got eaten in the time that they couldn't access that. Just like the bath salts flowed like wine.
That's not even funny to joke about, Jim. When you think about it.
Like 6 people died from that, Jim.
Did they really?
Oh, God.
I was about to feel so bad.
Like 12 people actually
died. Yeah, what's that like feeling bad about saying things like that?
Pretty terrible. I apologize.
We haven't had enough.
To the bath salts aficionados.
To the bath salts aficionados.
We haven't had enough of an influence
Florida.
On you, Jim.
You just can't feel bad about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, I want to talk about two more things.
Okay.
They kind of casually connect. So we're going to talk about the light side first. Oh, should we do the light side or the dark side
first? Do the light side dark first.
Light side first.
Light side first
light
it
side
is.
Light side first.
So Avengers Endgame has decided to fuck over Avatar.
I mean, hey.
So they already beat James Cameron on Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Avatar is still fucking just holding it.
They're going for the double dip.
It's basically $0.04 billion.
Yeah, you gotta get that, man.
That is the difference.
Gotta get this bread.
You gotta be the number one movie in the entire history of cinema.
Until so the next one.
Avengers is re-releasing in theaters.
Yes. Okay, it's with extra content.
With extra content that's gonna be on the DVD anyway.
I have a question about this. So they want to do it basically to make their box offices like the largest. Now
2.04, yeah.
Yeah, do other films do that? Like, say, for example, the Star Wars ones with like the additional stuff that Lucas put in there. If they were re-released now, would they still be considered like adding on to the gross of the original 1977
So here's
film?
The thing about that. Their master cuts. Their master cuts are actually slightly different.
Okay.
To the point where they were separate releases.
Okay.
And they were actually released on DVD later as separate things as well.
Yeah.
The thing about this is actually still in the first year.
It's also, it's within the first year of the box office.
So
it's not gonna...
there's a time limit.
There are actually theaters still showing Avengers Endgame currently in like the cat theater, the cat box theaters.
Yeah.
The ones you walk in, you're all like, oh my God, like homeless people are living here. But it's a buck to see of Endgame. I'm down.
Yeah.
3 hours away, you smell like crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the pretzel scale, they're the worst.
You lose a shoe and then a sock because the floor is so sticky. But you don't realize till you get out because the floor wasn't even to begin with.
Oh, my God.
But they're going back into real theaters.
real theaters, wow, mean.
They're going back into real theaters with, like, a couple extra scenes and a new, like stinger at the end of it.
But there's also an actual end credit.
Oh, they're adding an end credit scene.
Actual end credit.
But it's not like germane to the story, to be honest.
No.
It's not like they're going to show something from Spider-Man.
They haven't released it yet. But apparently I haven't seen the count yet, but there's apparently like a couple minutes added to the film.
Okay.
So like, it's even worse now. So if you can barely make it through the movie the first time without pissing yourself, enjoy the new version of it.
Which people could barely make it through?
I held it throughout the whole... Two times I saw that movie in the same day.
And that's why you got kicked out.
You're not allowed to touch that in public, Sean, just so you're aware.
You didn't, Sean, it's not considered holding it if you let it go on the floor. Also, you're in the theater, you just hear the sound of running water. What is that? You look down, there's like torrents of water coming out. It's like, apparently people couldn't hold it anymore. Apparently those extra 2 minutes was all it took to release the storm drain. It's like that scene... and like when you're taking the tram ride at Universal Studios, where they have the like in the Mexican town, you have that giant deluge for the flash flood. It's like that in the theater. The tree gets knocked over.
Suddenly there's just water up to your ankles.
This is literally the worst.
It's not water.
Technically, it's very hygienic.
There's a few chunks.
I know in theory it's a sterile solution. I still don't want to touch it.
Not after it's been running across that floor.
Yeah,
picking up all the popcorn and...
so that's your problem is the popcorn, not the urine. They're like, all that food waste.
Well, Jim, what about...
People have had it in their mouths, and it's just a bad time for
Jim, everybody. What about that one person that was sick but wanted to go anyway? And then it's just all brown water. Oh.
Can we talk about that for a minute? If you're sick, stay home. No one needs you in the world.
So wait,
just... Please, come
Eric,
on.
Who was that one person that like reached in and caught the poop with their hand?
Let's talk about that.
Did you listen to that one?
No.
Oh, so
you told me what it was about. That was your fatal mistake. I would have listened to it otherwise.
Let's not talk about that guy. That's not his fault. There's nothing wrong with what he did. He caught it in toilet paper.
No, there's definitely something
wrong
with
what he did. But I still want to know. I haven't been answered on this.
What happens if it's diarrhea?
What happens if it's diarrhea?
He just sets up a catch net.
No, that's not going to catch it.
What is it?
It's
going to
strain
out the
it.
Yeah, filter out the chunks. That's the whole point of it. I bet you he shits with a net.
Did you use a fish net?
Never eating spaghetti at his house.
Hey, you just get corn afterwards.
Do you think he resells it? Serves it again?
No. He uses the strainer.
Every
it's
time,
like you drain the water off the pasta.
Every time he makes corn, it's reusing the corn.
Oh.
No,
corn anyone?
No.
This corn is brown.
I'm good.
You know what? Oh. People pay a lot of money for coffee beans that came through an animal's digestive tract. So.
Not a human animal, though.
Yeah, it's a cute animal. It's like a civet, I think, right?
It is a civet.
So now that we talked about the good side of this, let's delve right into the one of the signs of what's wrong with humanity.
I want to say this is just
directly
horrible.
Into the poop pit.
So you know what men's right advocates are?
Don't you mean the ball pit?
Garbage.
Yeah, bullshit. These are like what are those people called that can't get their rocks off and they blame
incels.
Women?
Incels.
Incels, thank you.
Yes, those Rise of Kings guys as well.
They can't get their rocks off, so they blame women for it. Instead of actually getting good at talking to women.
They can get their rocks off just fine on their own. They're mad because they can't get a woman to get their rocks
off.
First of all, that's not the way to get it done right.
Yeah, I've never been happier than I am masturbating. No offense.
Very interesting statement. So these people, both people might know more than they did earlier last year, was they released Star Wars The Last Jedi, and they removed females commanding people, Princess Leia scolding Poe Dameron, women making choices, women basically like having defining characteristics. And that movie went from being, what was like, like 2 hours?
It was close to three.
Two hours, dropped it down to 46 minutes.
That's their
cut version.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's their attention.
And it also probably makes like literally no sense as well. Like, yeah, I'm sure that there's no narrative to it.
Some people say that exact same thing about the original cut, though.
No, some people are wrong.
Some people are still very upset that they waited the whole movie for Leia to die and then it was Luke that died.
I also like to point out that I'm really, really upset at the fact that that one fucking commander just didn't fucking tell everyone what her plan was.
Yeah, what
that would have solved every problem.
Like, what bullshit game? Oh, he needs to learn a lesson, so we're gonna all die.
But at least he learned the lesson in the end.
Look, the lesson that we learn is you listen or you kill the whole crew.
Yep. Do what you're told or everyone dies.
Hey, we finally learned why you never basically jumped to hyperspace in a mass shadow, though. I mean, that was pretty epic.
Oh, yeah.
People
I loved it.
Complain about that all the time. Like, why wouldn't you do that? It's like, because it's fucking suicide.
Yeah.
Like, you can't operate a hyperdrive without someone being in control of the vehicle. And, like, you know, I guess people in space care about their lives.
Well, wait a second. Couldn't you have a droid do it? Couldn't you have, like, little kamikaze droids, like astromech droids, jump to hyperspace? Because
aren't droids sentient?
I don't think they can.
Well,
I think they can make astrogation plans, but they don't have the capabilities of actually piloting.
Yeah, but what is stopping an engineer just being like, okay, R2-D2 unit, this is the hyperspace.
That's what the new movie's about.
But, like, the R2-D2s, aren't they sentient?
But they're still treated pretty poorly in the Star Wars universe.
We're back on slaves.
Does that make it right?
No, it doesn't.
Is it an outer space railroad at this point?
Yetis and droids join the rebellion.
It's an underspace railroad.
Well, when you think about it, Chewbacca's kind of a Yeti.
Hyperspace railroad.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Back to the bullshit, though. So they're releasing... They just released a new cut of Avengers Endgame where it removes most of the women from the film and other issues that have angered them. They've called it the defeminized fan edit, a.k.a. the anti-cheese cut. That's because Brie Larson was completely removed. So get it? Brie? Cheese? Anti-cheese?
Yeah, incels have a really big problem with Brie Larson. So.
Well, I mean, she does call them out on it. So, I mean, you usually have a problem with someone that calls you out on being a dick. So, this my arch nemesis in high school, I don't want to say his name out loud because, you know, I don't want to give him
his
power.
Is it me?
No.
Can I be your arch nemesis?
No.
Why?
So, that dick right there, I mean, like... I called him out on his shit and he hated me for that, and he called me out on my shit and I hated him for that. So, I mean, like, you know, we deserved our hate for each other. So she calls out these little incels for their shit, which they're rightfully guilty of. So, I mean, they rightfully hate her because she hates them.
Imagine if they had the self-awareness and courage to actually be like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be a giant asshole. And, you know, just kind of mend their ways to be normal people.
All humanity was like that.
The problem with them is that they grow up, they feel sad about themselves being unable to attract or approach a woman. And then they fall into these stupid little groups that train them mentally into thinking that women are the bad thing and that they should be enslaved, basically. They should be only seen and not heard, and then nothing else.
They were kind of raised online by kind of like a cult mentality. There's
yeah,
these groups
they,
that did that
they
shit.
Fell into it because yeah. they felt bad for themselves and they were looking for any way to feel better.
And the internet creates a whole bunch of things. So to give you an idea of the things they removed, Hawkeye training his daughter because apparently women using bows and arrows is not exactly very proper.
Not enough Hawkeye butt in this movie.
Women leaders.
To be fair about the Hawkeye scene, did we really need it? Did we need to have that up moment?
Yeah, because Hawkeye's family finally had a point.
You know,
So you're
agreeing with these incels?
Well, no. I'm just saying that scene should have been cut. No, I'm just saying that particular scene. We already knew that they were going to be gone.
You know,
we didn't need to see it happen.
So let's see how many other things Misty agrees with, though.
I still don't think Hawkeye was necessary for the movie.
Okay,
no, he wasn't. All right, but
female leaders, you on that one? You agree with that one?
Fine.
Okay. The gay lifestyle talk in the support group at the beginning of the film.
They should love that because like all they want to see is, you know, like an hour and a half worth of guys running around in spandex. You think that they'd be all about that support group.
Well, they remove
Did
that.
They just duplicate the America's ass scene for the entire 3 hours?
I imagine they cut that out. Any science talk that was not required for the actual plot of the film.
What?
So if it wasn't a plot point and it was science, it was gone.
Did they see that as an actual
You have to realize this group basically is threatened by intelligent people.
Yeah, just further proving the point that they're all stupid.
It gets better. Or it gets
worse.
Tony Stark asking Pepper Potts' permission to go on the mission and save everyone. Because men shouldn't have to ask women for permission, apparently. Tony Stark meeting his dad, because apparently they didn't like the fact of having a conclusory moment between a father and son.
Wait, did they cut out Morgan? Because if they did, that's the ultimate sin.
Why is that a sin?
Because
she's
so cute.
I don't know if they cut out.
She loves you 3,000.
She loves you 3,000.
They probably cut that scene out, though.
Yes.
Thor meeting his mom again in the past.
Oh
they cut that out.
I'm surprised they didn't cut out all of Thor because he's not, you know, the alpha.
No,
they
like
he's
that.
Not the alpha.
No,
man.
No, that's
yeah.
the beard. That's the beard.
No. Thor is the ultimate feminist icon. Why do they hate Thor? Thor would approach a lesbian and be like, hey, you want to go? And she'd be like, no, I'm into women. He'd be like, me too, let's drink. And then they'd be BFFs.
They cut out almost all of Black Panther's screen time because they're racist also.
Because of course they are. Okay.
They completely removed Pepper Potts from the final battle, which, by the way, was like one of my favorite fucking parts
awesome.
Of the movie.
Yeah,
her
really
in the
good.
Rescue armor fucking fighting was dope.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I agree.
She was actually a better Iron Man than Iron Man was.
You know, this is the only movie that had Iron Man, Iron Woman, and Iron Baby.
Iron Baby.
Wait, where is
Did
this
not
Iron
have
Baby?
Iron
she was wearing
she
the
was
rescue
wearing
helmet.
The mask at one point.
Yeah.
And then also there's
Tony Stark does seem like the kind of guy that would make a miniature like Iron Man suit for his kid and like take
it
to the
park. I don't
think
it would work.
No, he would make it so that if she bonked her head, she'd be safe.
Yeah.
They also
they had the safety wheels on Spider-Man's suit, so of course he would do that for hers.
Babysitter protocol.
So
yeah,
they,
that's called, yeah.
Training wheels protocol.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So they also removed the female fight scenes.
Those are actually pretty good fight scenes.
So
did they keep the one? Did they keep the one scene where Black Widow dies?
You know, I didn't actually like watch their version.
Oh,
of the film,
the,
right?
the scene where it's...
Wow! So you didn't fact check any of this? It's all hearsay.
So it's all
good night, everybody.
So did they keep the scene where Black Widow dies? The one that's also titled "Suicide is Awesome." No, let me.
I love that version, by the way, of the how it should have ended, where eventually like Red Skull's all like, no, let me just do it.
Yeah.
Like,
but we don't love
no there was that one. I was like, Ma, thank you, man, that's really helpful, man. I love you, man, thanks. It's like, that's all I needed. And then he jumps off.
Oh god.
that was brilliant.
Hilarious.
I haven't seen it yet.
But so how long was the cut, Jim? Do you remember how long the original cut was?
Oh, it was like just
3 hours
a little.
And 5 minutes.
Yeah, just a little over 3 hours.
I want you to guess how long the cut is.
I'm gonna guess around about 2 hours. No, it would have to be less. Hour and a half.
Hour and 25 minutes.
Oh my god,
they cut out so much.
Yeah, it's literally just Tony Stark looking off into the distance is most of it.
Tony Stark dying.
And
spoiler alert. Well, of course.
America's
ass. It's basically... God, that was another funny thing from the how it should have ended, where it was both Captain America's, like, with their ass towards the screen going, yeah. Are you looking at my ass? Don't look at my ass. You're looking at my ass. Don't look at my ass.
The young versus the old.
That is America's ass.
First of all, can we not acknowledge how ridiculous that scene is? Him saying that about his own ass?
Look, that entire movie was just memes.
What you have to understand, though, is that that doesn't fit the character. Because Captain America isn't full of himself. And for him to basically look at his own younger ass and go, damn that ass, it doesn't fit the character.
I feel like a big point of Captain America in this movie was just to show that he'd progressed a lot. Like, you notice that he used...
To like his own ass?
Well, he's got...
Yeah, he uses, like, foul language.
He's got self-confidence.
Ow.
That was a high five.
That was a hard high five.
That was an Eiffel Tower, guys.
Yeah.
Well, Misty was in between you, so yeah.
God damn it.
He uses, like, the foul language. He's kind of, like, sick of his own pomposity in a way. Like, where the younger one's like, I can do this all day. And he's like, yes, I know. Like, he's just kind of tired of himself.
I said that in the last movie. Yeah. I get it.
So, you know, I mean, it kind of fit for me that he was, like, loose enough to just be like, yeah, you know what? I look pretty good in the spandex. Not bad, man. Not bad.
Look.
And I just kicked my own ass.
Iron Man lost his life. Captain America, get out of life.
Still think we should start calling him Captain Puerto Rico because he's got the Puerto Rican flag on the front of him.
He does.
Oh, damn. There should be a Captain Puerto Rico. That'd be amazing.
I think there is one.
I think there is one.
Okay.
I mean, there is a Captain Britain.
There's a Captain Britain.
He just goes over to other countries and takes their shit.
Isn't there also a Captain Canada?
There is a Captain Canada. Oh, he's very, very, like, nice. He brings you, like, sugar and stuff. He's like, oh, you're my neighbor. How you doing?
Oh, you know, amazing. I bet he was right on the...
He rides a moose.
I bet he was all over that great maple syrup hijacking that happened several years ago.
I took care of that, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah. I don't want to step in on any toes, eh? But I took care of that for you.
Is he from Minnesota now?
Yeah.
Yeah, for a person who gets in, like, is able to masterfully go between English accents for other countries, then you really fucked up North America.
You're all the same.
Fucking racist. So,
check your privilege.
My privilege?
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. We'll leave that on the incels, and they all suck.
Yeah, fuck you, incels.
Fuck you, incels.
Ending on a racist note.
I don't know, it's kind of an up note if you think about it. They're idiots, and they just wasted, like, so many hours of their life to produce a shitty cut of a movie.
Yeah, like, seriously, get a hobby. Like, a better hobby that will help you integrate into society as productive people.
They should join a quilting bee. Because, you know, there's a lot of really positive influences with the people that are in those quilting
bees. Until they make an incel quilting bee that basically just makes quilts that talk about how women suck.
But then they're
now
quilting.
They've ruined quilts.
That's still more productive than what they're doing now.
This is my quilt with some alpha males wrestling, and this is my quilt with some bears on it.
Why are your alpha males on your quilt not wearing pants? Because it's Roman Greco wrestling.
Because women.
I'm reminded of the Ron White skit where he was saying, how do you like your porn? Everybody's a little bit gay. You know, how do you like your porn? Do you like only women in your porn, or do you like men and women? Well, I like men and women. Okay, do you want the men in your porn to have small, flaccid penises? No, I want big, hard cock. Oh, my God. I didn't know that about myself.
Well, there's a reason for that. It's because it's an allegory for you.
Yeah.
And so if they have a tiny penis that's shriveled, then, you know, it's too realistic for most people.
I could just look at my own at this point.
Yeah, I just pass a sausage in a hallway.
Yeah, but I mean, if like a little shriveled lip dick can get a hot girl, then why aren't you with a hot girl?
That's the incel fantasy right there.
Look, man, just get the pillow with the anime chick on it. You're happy now.
That's what the incels have.
Yeah.
Now
the stay
real
out
balls.
Of my life.
That and fleshlights.
Leave Brie Larson alone.
They got the Brie Larson fleshlight.
Oh, yeah, I bet they've
got the wine rack filled with fleshlights.
Is that a thing? No. Have you seen that on the internet?
Why, are you going to buy one?
No, I'm just interested.
For a friend.
Yeah, for Sean.
I don't think they make a fleshlight big enough for Sean.
No.
Oh.
No.
He just drills a hole in the bottom of it.
That might be my my summer crafting project. I'm going to need a 20-gallon bucket and some rubber epoxy.
You don't want to use epoxy. You're just going to cause a problem there. You need silicone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do it right. God, it's your first rodeo making a fleshlight?
Go big or go home, Jim.
Yeah, it's going to be really awkward when you try to send that email to Brie Larson asking her for help.
Oh, my God.
I have a project I'd like you to work on. What's your daily rate?
Why don't you just use a pool noodle for the mold?
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Okay.
Did you say Brie Larson's vagina is like a pool noodle?
No, I'm talking about this guy.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So I was really confused there.
Do you just take the Brie Larson mold and stretch it out at that point, or...
Or maybe just get one of those racehorse jack-off things that they use at the...
Oh, yeah, the ones that they put in the sawhorses, yeah.
That's a good idea.
I got you covered, Sean. Don't worry.
Yeah. Don't worry, buddy. We're going to get you taken care of. Love life sorted.
With the help of animal husbandry.
And modern science.
And a pool noodle.
For everyone, this is just an inside joke.
It's an outside joke.
And on that note, I'm going to bid you all a fine, fair day. Sean has a giant dick.
Good night, everybody.
Dong!
Forsooth Podcast is a trademark of Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment. Forsooth Podcast is brought to you by Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment. No badgers were hurt in the recording or producing of Forsooth Podcast. If you or anyone you know was offended by this podcast, please contact your local congressman.